لن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، tonight إن شاء الله we're gonna talk about الشيطان ومداخله. الشيطان, the Satan, the devil, and its ways to humans, or its corruption, ways of corruption, for especially for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. All you mankind, all you people, eat from earth, eat from what's on earth, lawfully and good, and do not follow the footsteps of the Satan or the devil. Indeed, he's your imminent enemy. Allah said, he's calling on all mankind and saying, you mankind, eat from earth what's lawful and good, and do not, alhamdulillah, and do not follow the feet steps of the devil. Indeed, he's your imminent enemy. So our real enemy, the enemy that really deviates mankind since Adam alayhi salam, is the devil. And also Allah said in the Quran, also in another ayah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. You who you believe. So there was call for mankind in the first ayah. In the second ayah, it's a call for the believers, the specific. All you believe, enter into Islam as a whole. Do not choose a part and leave a part. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil, of the Satan. Indeed, he's your real imminent enemy. So our real enemy, from both eyes, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, is the shaytan, is the devil. What is the story of the devil to start with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before he created Adam, he created the jinn. The jinn, 2,000 years, as Ibn al-Abbas said, before he created Adam alayhi salam, he created the jinn. And the jinn used to live on earth, and they made a lot of corruption, they made a lot of sins on earth, kill each other and corrupted, got so corrupted. Except who? The devil, the Satan. He was the one that never disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a branch of the jinn, Satan. And he did not, he never left any space until he prayed and prays and pray for Allah. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to a level of the angels. He's not living on earth anymore. He's living with the angels. That's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and asked the angels to prostrate for Adam, with those angels there was the devil. But the devil back then was good, very good, excellent, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. Was one, they used to call him Tawus al-Malaika. You know Tawus, that wonderful, beautiful bird, looks like a turkey with different colors in his feather and stuff. Yeah, Pika, the Pika of the angels, they used to call him that. But he's not from the angels. You see, the people of the book and misguided people think that the devil is an angel, but he's not an angel. Allah says in the Quran, and that the devil was from the jinn. إِنَّ إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. The devil indeed was from the jinn. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. he's deviated from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to call him the Tawus of Malaika, of the angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create Adam alayhi salam. And he created Adam, as you know, from the earth. And he built him, as we said, with his own hands. It's a great honor for Adam alayhi salam, that Allah created him with his own hands and blowing to him from his own soul subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he ordered the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Allah ordered the angels to prostrate for Adam alayhi salam. With those angels was the devil. The angels, immediately they follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said before, their character, they obey always, continuously, worship Allah and never disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they prostrate for Adam alayhi salam. And this is a great honor, ya ikhwan. No creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with his own hands and blow into him with his own soul and make his angels prostrate for him except Adam. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have honored the sons of Adam. Adam and his sons, his generation. The devil, he did not like that. And that was the first sin committed. He's the one that starts the first sins. He didn't like that Adam is created from earth and devil is created from nar, from fire. And he did not follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah asked him, why did not you prostrate for Adam? Then the devil said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. The first sin, the root of the sins, the scholar said, الْكِبْر, being proud, being arrogant. الْكِبْر. وَلَا أَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ كِبْر. You will never enter paradise. Whoever he has just the way of an atom of arrogance in his heart, the kibr, and then the envy, the hasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Adam with all of that, created him with his own hands, loaned to him from his soul, and made the angels and make him superior over all of the creatures, including the angels and the devils. And the devil was with them. Then he got an envy. So those are the roots of the sins, as the scholar said, the kibr, being arrogant. The second one is envy, and the third one is hirs, you know, being stingy, being, you know, doesn't. And we're gonna say how, you see, Adam, when Allah created him, and the devil refused to prostrate for Adam alayhi salam, from now ahead the devil become not close to the angels, or has a position there with the angels. No, he become rajim, that he is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah got anger on him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. We have created you and we have shaped you, put you in that form of a human being. وَقُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. And we ordered the angels to prostrate for Adam. فَسَجَدُوا. They all prostrate now except the devil. He was not among the ones that prostrate for Adam. Then Allah asked him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. Why you did not prostrate for Adam when I ordered you to do so? He said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I'm better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created me from fire and you've created him from earth, from dust, from soil, the earth. قال اخرج منها فإنك رجيم. You get out of the companion of the angels. So from this point and ahead, The devil become the worst enemy of Adam. Why? Because the reason, the first thing that he got an envy against Adam. He does not like that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the definition of envy. You don't like what, the good that Allah gives any Muslim or any person. He does not like that he's superior over everybody. Allah made him this way. Allah gave him that honor. The first thing. The other thing is that he start measuring things with his own limited mind. I'm created from hell, and then hell better than soil or earth, then I'm better than him. And the arrogancy, he's arrogant, he does not like that. Then from now on, he's become out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him time to show him that this Adam and his generation are not worth it of what Allah honored them by. قَالَ رَبِّ أَنظُرُنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He said, you Allah, give me a chance, give me a time till that time they resurrected. And you see, the devil is smart. He wants to avoid the first blow. You see, because the end of the time, when the end of the time comes, then Sahib al-Buk, Israfil, the angel that only had the drum that he's going to blow into it, and every human, everything on earth, everything including the angel of death will die. He wants to avoid that. He wants to stay that moment and then come with them when they get back, when they resurrected again, when they come recreated again. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu, إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنظَرِينَ. You are from the one that waiting. We'll give you a chance. Not a chance for him to repent, to ask Allah for forgiveness. No, a chance to misguide, to mislead, to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not, Adam and his generations are not better than me, and I'm better than them, and I'll get all of them with me into the hellfire, or the majority of them with me. So there's a great difference. We're going to see Adam right now, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The devil disobeyed, and Adam, as we're going to say now, he'll disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. You Allah put me on a trial by this, and I disobeyed, and I become, you know, out of the mercy of Allah, so I will stand for them on your straight path. What is the straight path? You said every day in al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. You Allah, guide us to the straight path. This is the straight path. What, the path of those before the prophets and the messengers and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the good people, the people of paradise. He will stand on that sirat al-mustaqim, on that straight path, to push you away from it. You will never come if the humans or any believer goes to the club or go to the movies or go to there and there, he'll never go and bother him at all because he's misguided anyway. But he will stand for those that they take the sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَلَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and stand on the straight path and to come to them from their right hand, from their left hand, from their front, from their back, and you will find the majority of them are not thankful of what you gave them. You see, as we said before, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dunya stuff, you look at what is below you. You have 10,000, some people, they don't have nothing. They are in debt. You don't look at the above you. So this way, it's a good way not to, you know, disobey or not to regret the ni'mah, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The devil, his way is to make you look the opposite. And he said, look at this person. Oh, he's getting good job. Allah gave him this, Allah gave him children, Allah gave him that, Allah gave him that. Why not me? Then you're not going to be thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. So this is his job. Remember, this is the tricks. And he just justifying. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put or you know, he talked about the devil and about Satan in the Quran more than 60 times to remind us, to just guide us that this is our real enemy. And he gave us all of the tricks of the devils. And alhamdulillah, scholars, they talked heavily about the ways of the devil. Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullah alayh, one of the biggest scholars, he got a book called Talbis Iblis. Talks about all different kind of ideology that the devil is using with humans. Every kind of human. And we're going to give some examples, or a lot of examples of that. How the devil is misguiding humans. And ways of the devil to misguide humans. And by the way, jinn, the scholar's brother said, jinn are not smart. Allah created humans in the best form. But jinns know, the most smart of the jinn is a 10-year-old boy. The IQ of a 10-year-old. But how the devil, how is it? Because the experience and the speciality. Each devil has his own job. One, to start with you, is to do waswasa for you when you start wudu. One, when you stand to do salah, is blowing into your back. You're behind. They think you're passing gas or something. Oh, am I? Oh. And then confuse you. And a third one wants to get, you start the salah and concentrating, starts to talk about your wife and your business. And you know, don't forget that you're going to meet your brother tonight and such and such. You're going to have this party for your children. And he starts with you until you get out of salah. Oh, assalamu alaikum, assalamu. And then after he says assalamu alaikum, another one takes you. So every time you move from one, they have speciality. They're not one like one is stuck and that's it. So back to the devil. So he said and he promised that he will stand for humans because he's out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of Adam. He thought by his mind. But because he disobeyed Allah, he was arrogant, disobeyed the order of Allah. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for time not to repent and to ask forgiveness, no, but to prove his point, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, he give us an experiment. So we don't talk about theoretical stuff. We're not going to talk about, oh, the devil is your enemy, and he's bad, and he's doing such and such. No, Allah put Adam and Eve, alayhim as-salam, in paradise. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ We said, you, Adam, and your wife, Eve, settle down, stay in paradise. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا And eat from everything. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ And do not touch this tree. So this is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put our father Adam in paradise, ask him, eat from everything but this one. Oh, but this Jannah, not the paradise that people are going to be rewarded. The scholar said, no, this is not it. This is another, like a place on earth. You don't need to work. Adam, peace be upon him, doesn't need to work. He doesn't need to do nothing but to pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eat free. No going to work, nothing at all, but just live wonderful, great life and doesn't need to work or do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى Watch out, do not let him, the devil, get you out of paradise. So you, Adam, he doesn't say, he said, you, who's going to get out of paradise? Adam and Eve. But who's going to get in a miserable life, work and cultivate and carry and harvest and this? Adam. You, Adam, you're going to do that. فَتَشْقَى You, Adam, not Eve with you. No, because you're the man, you're in charge of that, providing for the family. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Adam and Eve in paradise, and the devil starts. Experiment, brothers. This is Adam and Eve enjoying paradise. this is Allah give them the order, eat from everything but this one tree. And this is the haram, like anything right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He asks you not to drink, He gives you thousand of allowable, lawful, good drinks. Drink orange juice, apple juice, whatever, tea, this and that, thousands, coffee, that, thousand, but not one alcohol. Eat from everything. Eat cows, buffaloes, birds, rabbits, deer, this, but not pork. Only one, pork, only. The same thing with everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, He doesn't tell you, like, what is that church, Baptist, the church, they say? Yeah, the Baptists, they say, don't marry. No, you need to be good, like, don't marry, no marriage. They fulfill their desires the wrong way. Because the Quran, the Islam doesn't come to make you extremists. No, He deals with a human being. You got desires, you need to fulfill them the right way. Don't tell you not to get married. No, Rasulullah ﷺ said, I get married, I marry, and whoever deviate or does not follow my sunnah is not from me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't tell you, oh, don't marry. No, he said, marry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it lawful to get married. You do the same thing, and unlawful to touch anybody or to do something with anybody rather than marriage, or any woman rather than marriage. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, genius of Islam, you know, nobody can compete, nobody can, you know, just talk or argue with Islam and win at all. There's no, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Adam and Eve, and then the devil comes. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He starts whispering to them. He starts, you know, giving them ideology. مَا نَهَاكُمَ رَبُّكُمَ عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. You see, look at the devil doesn't tell them, oh, forget about Allah, eat, this is good to you. No. He came from a smart point of view. He saw Adam. Oh, Adam, love it. MashaAllah, great. Because he's not a creature of paradise. He loved paradise. Look, eat everything. Enjoy everything. A human. He's a human. He got the human nature. And he wonderful life. You don't need to work. You don't need to get tired. There's not everything is ready for you. You need to worship Allah only and eat free. Don't do nothing but enjoy paradise. So he saw Adam, the stingy, or being cautious, harious, to live this life and to keep it going, not to get out of there at all. So he smelled that into him, the devil. Then he said, وَمَا نَحَكُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibit you from eating from the tree for two reasons. The first one, you become angels. If you eat from this tree, you become angels. The second one, you will live eternally, you never die. Who does not like that? You live in paradise, you want to be an angel, never disobey Allah. So great, wonderful intention. Even when he starts doing the trick for Sayyidina Adam, for Adam alayhi salam, he was smart. He did not tell him, go and eat. No. As he plays it with everybody, with every human. He doesn't tell you, oh, don't pray. He said, oh, you know, it's alright, pray home. Alright, you know, just eat. After you eat, you feel lazy and sleepy and you can't, then you quit praying. Doesn't tell you, don't pray. No, forget about the sunnah. Okay, you forget about the sunnah. And then the fard, you get heavy and forget about the fard. But he doesn't come just like one block, tell you, don't pray. Any believer said, oh, you're crazy, I need to, this is it. But he comes in a cheeky way. A cheeky way for Adam, alayhi salam. He came and told him, if you eat from this tree, you will become an angel. Who doesn't want to be an angel? If somebody told you, okay, pay you, do everything in your life to become, you love to be an angel, never disobeys Allah, and to be living eternally in this wealthy, wonderful, great life. So he loved, he got into that. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And he's a big liar, you know. And he came to them and swear by Allah that I'm advising you, I'm looking for you. I am advising you. Then they believed him. Adam's son He said, he asked Adam alayhi salam, and he said, you my father, you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe obeys the devil and believe the devil. He said, you my son, I never thought there's some creature will swear by the name of Allah lying. He never thought, no sins, you know, this is Adam, this is, you know, subhanallah. And he swore to Adam alayhi salam that he's advising him and he's telling him for his own good. Then Adam and Eve alayhi salam, they ate from the tree. And that was the test. This tree was not from paradise tree. This is the human, this is the earth tree. When you eat from earth trees, then you use the bathroom. Before that, some of the scholars say that before that, they don't have, you know, they don't know where the private bars, because, you know, there was no use for it. You eat from paradise, then the excretions comes in your body as wonderful, as we said in Jannah. You eat from the tree, you don't have excretion, you don't need to go to the bathroom. So then they start, there's use for the awrah. There's something got into the stomach, cannot be come out as, you know, misk in their skin, the most wonderful fragrance misk in their skin, then you need to use the bathroom. And Adam and Eve disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Allah ordered Adam and Eve and the devil and everybody to get down. So look at this experiment. This is some facts here we grab on. Which Allah doesn't, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't say, the devil is your enemy. No. Look, the devil, if not the devil, we will be living in paradise. So who's got our father Adam out of the devil, out of the paradise? The devil, the Satan, came and used a trick, and he sweared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, and he get Adam out of paradise. But look, we said Adam disobeyed like the devil. The devil said, Allah order him, and Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him not to eat from the tree. Both of them, they've done the sin, disobeying Allah. But look at Adam, what he said. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. You Allah, we oppressed ourselves by doing this sin, by committing sin, by disobeying you Allah. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be among the losers. So look, the difference, the great difference between Adam and the devil, la'natullah alayhi, and Adam alayhi salam. The devil said, no, give me time to prove my point and I'm right, and I'm get all the humans with me into the hellfire. And Adam alayhi salam, no, he repented for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he asked the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive Adam. So you see the big difference. Whoever do the sins, don't think about it and keep, you know, musir means that does not come and repent, does not ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is resembling who? And whoever commit, we are sinners, this is our nature as a human. But the best, quickly, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا مَسْتَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا مَسْتَهُمْ صَائِبٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. Those who has, you know, a whispering from the devil or have an assumption from the devil, they remember, they get the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right away. And he cannot play with you and take you too far if you're a good believer and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the devil, this is the story of the devil. That's why Allah said in the Quran, he's your real imminent enemy. And he is in a fight with all mankind from birth day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that when a son of an Adam comes out, or son or daughter comes out of their mother, at the delivery time they come crying all the time. Isn't it strange? Subhanallah, they should be happy. You know, the uterus is tight and dark and the fluids and this and that, and it's not comfortable there. When they come out, they should be like laughing and smiling and happy because they get out of this darkness to the wideness and light and beautiful, better than what's better than inside the uterus. But they come crying all the time. Rasulullah said, the devil waiting for him because he cannot reach the baby when he's in his mother's uterus. Once he comes, he just squeezes him to start the fight, to start the real fight with him. He's with you. He's with you. Since you come from, since birth, squeezes you. That's why every child, every baby comes out of his mother, it's just crying. And then the sunnah is to do what? Is to do azan in his right ear and to do iqama in his left ear. When you do the azan, oh, the devil cannot stand the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they call for the adhan, the devil, ooh, run away quickly. Run. He doesn't want to hear nothing regarding the adhan. And when the adhan stops, then he comes back. That's why the baby, when you do the adhan in his right hand, the baby starts calming down. It's very strange. The baby is crying tremendously once he comes out. You do the adhan in his ear, not just direct in his ear, just slowly in a way, a little bit away, then he just calm down, subhanAllah. Very, you know, whoever has children, subhanAllah, the same thing. Immediately the baby starts quitting crying and relaxing, and after a while the devil comes back to him. But you do the iqama, the devil runs away too. This is the criteria of the devil. He with you, he's in the battle fighting with you. And for each human being there is a devil. Rasulullah said in the authentic hadith in Muslim that Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, Rasulullah left her one night, then she got jealous, and then she starts, you know, she's still a woman, you know, the same criteria like any other woman. And then Rasulullah came to her, see her in that season, and said, are you, your devil comes to you, Aisha? Aja'aki shaytanuki ya Aisha? Your devil comes to you, Satan is with you now? She said, "Awa ma'i shaytan." She doesn't know. She said, "Do I have a devil with me, Rasulullah?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Wa kull insan," every human has a devil. He said, "Yes." Rasulullah said. She said, "Even you?" Rasulullah said, "Yes." وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَانَنِي عَلَيْهِ فَلَا يَأْمُرُنِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ أو وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَانَنِي عَلَيْهِ فَأَسْلَمْ. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me help against him, then he become a Muslim. And the scholar said, Rasulullah is safe from his whispering. There's two explanations of the hadith and two riwayah in that hadith of Rasulullah. But the conclusion that there's for every human being, there is the devil with you. And as we said, you remember the angel, talking about the angel's lecture before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you angel, there is a devil and there is an angel. The devil is whispering the bad to you, and the angel is whispering the good to you. Okay, so every human being has an angel and has a devil with him. Whispering. And he cannot do but whispering. وَكَانَ كَيْدُ الشَّيْطَانِ ضَعِيفًا. And that indeed, the whispering or the cunning of the devil is weak, is feeble. How? How that is? I said, oh, because the devil has no power in you at all. Even the devil, when everything and the people of paradise go to paradise, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of us with them, inshallah. And the people of hell go to hell, then the devil got into a big, huge number in hellfire and starts preaching to them. And he said, Allah said in the Quran about that. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر. And the Satan said, after the subject is being done, everybody, the people of paradise went to paradise, people of hell went to hell. إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you the truthful promise, the truthful one. ووعدتكم. And I promised you, the devil is saying this, I promised you, and I did not fulfill my promise. ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان. I do not have, the devil is saying, I do not have any power upon you. You see, if the devil asks you inside your heart and said, oh, okay, let's go to, can you go to, or watch, or let's go to the club and spend a good night and see what people do. Does, if you said no, does the devil gonna come and beat you up? No. He's not gonna do anything to you. If something comes to you like this, he says, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And remember Allah, remember, the first enemy, the first defensive, the most destructive defense against him is remembering Allah. When the remembrance of Allah comes, he died. Allah said, الوسواس الخناس. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس. الوسواس, the one that whispers to you in your heart, in your mind. الخناس means the one that died when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hears the adhan, he runs away. When the adhan finished, he comes back to the mosque, started playing with people. He said, oh, this guy, this especially among the Muslims. And then iqamah, he runs away quick, and he comes back. Every time you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he runs away and dies completely. No power in you at all. You see, the devils, they see us. If we get into the bathroom with our left leg and say, A'udhu billahi min al-khubth wal-khaba'ith, I seek refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the devil, the females and females, then when you take your clothes, they cannot see you. Why? Because you got the protection. You see, the brothers, the devils came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, want to burn him, burn his face sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came from all of that when they knew and they found out that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to go to the sky, one jump over the other, no, over each other, and they listened to the angels. The first sky, the angel said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed this year for brother such and such to give him a boy. His wife will get pregnant and Allah give him a boy. Then they get this thing, this guy, they go to that, those psychics. They tell them this fact and they tell 100, 200 lies with it. Oh, then the man, this Arraf, psychics, they come to this guy and tell him, oh, you're going to get a boy and this one. And what's happening? Oh my God. And they forget about the lies, but they believe whatever that happened, because this is the nature of humans. Somebody tells you 100 lies, and one truth has happened, then you forget about the lies, and the only thing in your mind is that he told you one truth, one truthful subject. But at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they get to the sky, the strikes hit them. They run away, they die if they stay. They cannot get close to listen what the angels saying in the first sky. What is it? Then the devil, the big one that disobeys Allah, said, something happened on earth. Go and look. They start, you know, they're very powerful. They can move fast, not like us. And then until they found Rasulullah. Then they clicked and gathered. One of them has a fire in his hand to burn the face of Rasulullah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah with dua. And he said that, and he could, because the protection from them, as we said, Allah created us, and if He left us on that earth, one moment, Rasulullah ﷺ used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. You Allah, do not let me, for my own power, even one blink of an eye, one blink of an eye, to my own power. One blink, you see, this is one blink of an eye. Why? Because we destroyed completely. Viruses or something you cannot see, you kill the humans. Epidemics, everybody. SARS a while ago, you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created those devils that could hurt you and harm you, but He gives you the protection from them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, then once we got that experiment, then we recognize this is our real enemy. Then we need to know, you see, what is the way that they get to us? How the devil whisper to you and misguide you and lead you and how to defend yourself? For his defensive line, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the cursed devil, from the cursed Satan. If you say that, that's it. He just dies completely. Not die like dying, no, but just has no power at all with you. Cannot whisper even to you. Every time he whispers to you, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say any kind of zikr, a'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Then Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh, this the big scholar, said he's just showing us or drawing a picture of the human heart and the devil and the angels and the fights and the continuous life of a human. How is it? He said the human heart is not the physical structure. When you talk about the heart, you're talking about the mind. What is it? It's like a castle. And this castle has a fence around it. And this fence got stairs. You go to the castle. And inside this castle, there's guards guarding your heart. And there's beside the castle and outside the fence, there is a valley where is your desires and the devil. And the devil, all the time, continually running around the fence, trying to find a moment where the guards are not attentive. They're not into there and then attack you in your heart and get there and control you and whisper to you. And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the worshipping and the iman is like a mirror, a glowing mirror. The devil is doing his jobs, making a big huge smoke, making the walls and the mirrors. And then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please your face, it will remove all of these things. And he's making rounds all the time. Find a spot or find a moment where the guards are not there. You're unattentive. And then he just attack and gets there and fight continuously between the guards and the devil. If you let him go in there and settle, that's it. Then he wins. This is, subhanAllah, a very good example. Just imagine it in your mind that the castle is your just the heart, the mind in there has, you know, a fence around it, got stirred, and then the devil is outside in the valley with the desires, hawa, desires, and the devil start using desire to attract you. You see a girl or something, you look and then hope you like whatever you look, and you keep looking and don't keep your eyes away, then he starts getting into you and whispering to the second step. He doesn't let you for to stop just looking and stop. No, the second, the third, the fourth. And there is a story, very famous story about the Jew scholar that he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a worshipper. And we said before the difference between a worshipper and a scholar of knowledge, or a person worship Allah in knowledge. We said a big huge difference. 1,000 of those are harmless compared to one scholar of knowledge or one person of knowledge to the devil. And this guy, he used to just build him a little bit of they thought sawma'a. Sawma'a, that means like higher things that he goes, nobody can get to it but him, and he just stay there worshipping Allah day and night. Doesn't have no job, cut himself from life worshipping Allah. And this from the Jews, from the sons of Israel. And then he just came, a group, three men, they have a daughter, they have a sister, I mean, and they want to leave that sister with somebody, but they couldn't find nobody truthful or good to leave their sister with. Then they guide him to this guy, said, oh, this is the man of religion, subhanAllah, praying day and night, and this is the most trusty one that you can leave your sister with. Then they went and he refused at the beginning. Then they insisted that he agrees and said, build, you know, a house away from me, you know, for her, and just leave her, and I'll leave the food and, you know, take care of her. Then subhanAllah, this is a very worshiping man, day and night, continuously worshiping, to let you know that, as Allah said, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, the humans are being created weak. The scholar said, in the woman part, they're weak in front of that aspect especially. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't look. Oh, you look, you get in trouble. Okay. Then the man, that worshipper, comes and he put the food in her house and then goes and climb and go to his place and call facing the other way, not even looking at her. Then she comes out, take the food, and then the devil starts with him. Come on, you can't do that. This is not Islamically. SubhanAllah, she may get depressed or something, not talking to no one. All right. Then he doesn't start with you, tell you, okay, go and commit adultery with her. Good catch. No. Just start with him different way, Islamically. Good way to just go and same way. And then he said, start, instead of just jumping and going and giving her back and his up, then he starts standing in front of his place. On top. He goes into the top and facing her. He just still a tiny step facing her. What's wrong? He's still far away from her. Then he up, looked. Alright? After he looked, then the devil's the next step said, you know, just maybe she wants to tell you something. Just get close in front of your place. And she's far away, you know, far away. Okay, far away. He followed. And he's telling him all his excuses. Not just you're going to do something bad. No, because this is good. Religiously, this is very good, and you should be open, and you don't trust yourself. You're the most worshipping guy in town, in the history. All right. Then he just sit in there. Step by step, okay, just go and sit, give her the food, and sit in front of her house. They sit in front of her. All right, step by step until he got in. Until he, and starts. This is a human. You cannot tell me, or nobody can say, I'm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَجْتَمَعَ رَجُلْ وَمْرَأَ إِلَّا وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ ثَالِثْهُمَا. A man and woman get together, the third one is the devil. And imagine the devil. What is the devil going to do in there? So this is, they said, you Rasulullah, even we teach her the Quran, he said, even she's married. If she's married, not alone. Not alone at all. Then so this is the way. Devil, step by step, and get that man, she got pregnant. Then the devil came, she's pregnant now. Her brothers are going to come and said, our sister, they're going to kill you. He said, all right, what are we going to do right now? What I need to do? He said, okay, just kill her, kill the baby, and just burn it. Kill the baby. From a worshiper, top worshipping guy, to a killer, you know? Step by step. No, not just suddenly. And then, after he killed her, killed the boy, then he said, oh, her, and she's going to tell about the boy. Kill her, and buried her here in the boy. And then the children, her brothers came. They said, oh, your sister died, and I buried her. I said, all right. And the devil came to them in their sleep and told them the whole thing. Every one of them, three of them. Then they gathered and said, how come? Let's search where he said. And he just told them exactly where it is. And they went and they opened and they found it and they just taking him to kill him. And then the devil says, oh, I'm the one that misguide you, I'm the one that make you kill her, I'm the one that gave that such, I'm the one that will save you. If you disbelieve in Allah and believe in me, I will save you. He said, and he disbelieved in Allah. From the top worshipping guy to a disbeliever. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said that revealed this ayah for this occasion. كمثل الشيطان, the example of the devil, he said for the human, for the man, disbelieve. فلما كفر, when he disbelieved, he said, I am away from you, I have nothing to do with you, and he left him alone, and both of them will be in the hellfire, Allah azza wa jalla. So he does not come to you just suddenly or tell you to do the bad thing one way. No. Rasulullah ﷺ said in the hadith that the devil will come to you and said, Man khalaqak, who created you? And you're going to say, Allah. Very logical, you know. SubhanAllah created me. And then he will come to you and said, Man khalaq Allah, who created Allah? فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ هَذَا فَلْيَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Whoever comes to him this way, he said, I believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. You see, when you know the sunnah, the most powerful ones in front of the devil are the people following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the sunnah, no point. Every time, you see, when the devil, Rasulullah told us 1400 years ago, when the devil comes to you and said, who created you? He said, Allah. Who created Allah? He said, Amantu billahi wa rasul. I believed in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will die. When you remember Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He completely dies. He just faded away. He has no power in you at all. So, and also, one also in that book of Talbis Iblis Ibn al-Jawzi, he was saying, they were saying about a man. He heard that some people are worshipping a tree. Some people are worshipping a tree. Then he heard about that. He's a believer. Then he got very mad and very upset. And he went and he said, I'm going to go and cut that tree off. Then the devil came to him in the form of him and said, wait a minute, where are you going? He said, I'm going to go and cut this tree because people worshipping a tree, you know, a tree cannot help. Or he said, okay, but this is not bothering you, you know. This is the people, they're not worshipping it. They worshipping it. He said, no. And then said, all right, I'll give you something better than that. If you go home, you will find 2 dinars in your pillowcase every morning. Then he went home and they will put 2 dinars for him in his pillowcases. The first day, and that's it. The second day, no. Then he got upset again and he went to cut this tree off. Then the devil came to him, and when he gets close to the tree, he just grabbed him from his neck and he was going to finish him completely. And he told him, and you know, who am I? He said, who? I'm the devil. And when you came, you got angry for the first time in the cause of Allah. Nobody will stop you at all. But the second time, I tricked you with those 2 dinars. Then you come for the 2 dinars second time. Then I'll kill you if you don't. So when you have protection and remembrance from Allah and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can, has no power in you at all. No power at all. But when you come not in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, he could have a fight with you. So this is our one of the ways. As we said, when you start, He always does not push the humans to the limit, tell you to do. No. Step by step, trick by trick, you find the believers, the Muslims, are not going to believe or worship the devil as they used to do before. They used to worship the stones and idols and this and that. But what he's going to do? Tahrish means making conflicts between the Muslims. Making conflicts. And he is, subhanAllah, the best in doing that. And this tahrish, brothers, comes from what? Lake of knowledge, the most powerful point. If you don't have any religious knowledge, then that's it. You see, Sayyidina Muawiyah, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu arda, and Abu Ubaidah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Amr ibn al-As for home. How many times? What time you? Shimon? Was it Azan? Oh, come to Allah. So, okay, inshallah, we'll complete next week, inshallah, about the ways and of the devils of corrupting humans. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا وحسن الصلاة.
The Iqama is 10 o'clock, inshallah. We change it to Friday. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله